Many people have been struck by the strength and persistence of Hurricane, now Tropical Storm Harvey, still drenching the Texas Gulf Coast. In fact, the amount of rain that has fallen on the area is the most in a single event in recorded North American history. According to ISU climatologist Dagmar Budakova, people should not be surprised if more such events happen.
If you're thinking about climate change and global warming, scientists expect that in that new background state, you will have increased sea surface temperatures, increased atmospheric temperatures, and changes in atmospheric circulation that would favor the formation of large storms in general, including hurricanes.
How does that work? Describe a little more about the interactions of the elements that you just mentioned.
Warmer sea surface temperatures, which is what we have seen, particularly in the Gulf of Mexico now and in months leading up to now, make more energy available for the formation of storms, and also the higher temperatures allow more evaporation of water out of water into the atmosphere, which will then eventually precipitate out as rain.
Some people are wondering whether we're going to see more hurricanes like Harvey in the way that it has gone back offshore, recharged, re-energized, and then come back for a second round of really, really heavy precipitation. Is that something that you can also say will increase under continuing global climate change?
Well, what you're talking about there is the path of the storm in general, and I'm not aware that there is any research that suggests that storms would come on shore and go back to the ocean and go back on shore again. In the case of Harvey, the reason that that has happened is because of very particular atmospheric setup around Harvey. That we happen to have a high pressure cell over to the west and high pressure cell to the east, and that kind of is squishing Harvey in place and not allowing it to move basically or move quickly out of the way into other areas. But will that continue? I'm not aware that there is any research on that.
Will global climate change shift the overall patterns of the direction of weather enough so that we may see hurricanes and typhoons and in different places than we have traditionally seen? Now, obviously, that's not the case in this instance because the Texas Gulf Coast is long been a target.
The northern edge of where storms can form can shift theoretically. It can go. Basically, the tropics are expanding, so to speak. So hurricanes theoretically could form farther north than they are now, and may land in different areas than they have been in the past. But I'm not aware of any research that actually shows that to be happening.
What other more extreme weather events than hurricanes might we begin to see or see more of?
I think in particular in the United States, what we are seeing has been an increase in the rate of rainfall that occurs, like greater downpours we have evidence in the recent historical record to suggest that there is an increase in that, also over Texas and the South in general. While extreme precipitation is something we're more confident on than other things, also extreme temperature, like droughts and floods, we also have decent confidence on. But when it comes to other cyclones or tornadoes or even hurricanes, we don't have a lot of confidence yet because the data is just not there. The recent historical data quality and then the length of the record, we just don't have it, and the models that we currently do have in part because we don't have historical record to verify them with, are having challenges predicting these events and simulating the events too.
How much more data do you need, and what kind of data do you need and how long will it be before we generate what you need to refine models?
Well, that's a complicated question. It all depends on what we're looking at. Depending on if there is, for example, a climatic variable that we're looking at that shows a lot of variation from one year to the next in its occurrence. And when we're looking at extreme events, they're by nature extreme because they're rare. And so we have to have a lot of data, meaning at least 100 years of continuous reliable data before the signal, so to speak, comes out. And sometimes even that's not enough. So it really depends on what kind of an extreme event we're looking at.
Dagmar Budakova is chair of ISU's Geography Department. She says extreme rain events have been becoming more intense and frequent across the country since the 1980s. In the Southeast, heavy downpours have increased by almost 30% over the past 60 years.